USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Britain, the festivities have begun the day before a royal wedding.
Harry, and then get on to the wedding day!
Crowds are gathering already for tomorrow's wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, and Prince Charles is going to walk the bride down the aisle when she marries Harry tomorrow, as Kensington Palace says Markle did ask her future father-in-law to do so when her own father could not attend, as he's recovering from a heart attack. Getting some breaking news now out of Texas, where a school district south of Houston has confirmed there was an active shooting incident earlier this morning. Police remain on the scene, and the school district in Santa Fe has not released further information, nor have police. But a nearby TV station is reporting that a male shooter with a shotgun started shooting in an art classroom. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Yet another new fissure opening up near the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island. And experts there say it's the 21st crack to split open near that volcano spewing gas and lava. An eruption yesterday sent an ash cloud 30,000 feet into the air. More such eruptions are feared likely in the very next few days. Federal health officials are warning that tick-borne diseases like Lyme disease are on the rise. In fact, the agency says the number of people getting sick from tick bites has tripled in the past 15 years. Why? University of Rhode Island tick expert Thomas Mather telling NBC News.
More people are encountering ticks because ticks are in more places.
Mather says the best protection is prevention. He is suggesting spraying exposed skin with tick spray, also spraying your shoes to deter ticks from crawling up your pant legs. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
President Trump has a date today at a prison reform summit where he'll deliver remarks. It's going to be held at the White House and is to include a bipartisan group of policymakers, experts, as well as activists. The president's proposals, expected to include improving prison conditions and better preparing prisoners for successful reentry into society. Cable News commentator and former Obama White House advisor Van Jones is to moderate a discussion on the issue. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens striking a defiant tone ahead of the special legislative session to consider his impeachment today. Lawmakers will decide if Greitens should remain in office amid the ongoing scandal. He's accused of tying up and blindfolding a woman and then taking a naked picture of her without her consent. He also reportedly threatened to release the photo if she spoke of their relationship. Greitens has made it clear that he doesn't plan on going quietly in the face of the impeachment efforts. The Obama Presidential Center in the city of Chicago has stepped closer to reality as the city's plan commission approved it yesterday, but not before 7 hours of emotional testimony. Alderman Daniel Solis expressing his support for it.
I am wholeheartedly supporting it, and I want to tell the rest of the people in Chicago, wake up. This is a dream come true.
That $500 million center is supposed to open in 2021. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.